on that in a minute. But before we get started today, I want to express condolences to all the victims of the jihadist bombings in Boston. And thanks as well to all the good guys with guns who brought these terrorists to justice while risking their own lives. And good luck to Boston in your recovery from that terrible tragedy. So, as I said, we have guest Mayor William Hallenbeck of the City of Hudson. Before we get to this interview, we're going to play a song by Alan Jackson, who is a legend in country music. Jackson is 55 years old. He's from Newman, Georgia, and he's known for blending honky-tonk with mainstream country. Jackson has had over 50 top 30 country hits, and 35 of those have reached number one. Alan Jackson sold 60 million records worldwide. So here we go with Alan Jackson and Living on Love, and then Mayor Hallenbeck.
Say some vows and spread their wings and settle down just what they need, living on love. She don't care about what's in style. She just likes the way he smiles. It takes more than marble and tile, living on love. Living on love. Buying on time without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. It doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love. Side by side in that front porch swing, living on love. He can't sue anymore. She can barely sweep the floor. Hand in hand, they'll walk through that door, just living on love. Living on love, buying on time. Like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. And it doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love. You're living on love, buying on time. That's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. It doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love. No, it doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love.
All right, Alan Jackson, that was Living on Love. And now we're back to The Right Opinion with your host, Ed Furtick, and guest Mayor William Hallenbeck of the city of Hudson, sitting right next to me. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Ed.
How are you?
Very good, sir. I'd like to take a moment myself to express condolences to those in Boston, also that horrific event and bombing, and also Waco, Texas, and the fires there and the victims there. So our heartfelt condolences to all the victims, and hats off again to the first responders, police, fire, and those citizens and residents who took it upon themselves to act in a heroic
right
manner.
There were a lot of runners that just pitched in, and they deserve a lot of credit for that.
Right.
Mayor, that brings me to the question: as mayor of a small city, are you concerned about a tragedy striking this area? I mean, does it keep you up at night?
Well, you know, I sometimes I get concerned about America in general when it comes to attacks, and certainly when you're the chief executive officer of any municipality, we always support the words we've heard, unfortunately, throughout these crises over the last 10 years, that we need everyone to be vigilant, and we take our public safety very serious here in the city of Hudson, and kind of being that hub between New York City and that small municipality in Boston, we always have to be vigilant in regards to maintaining public safety at its highest degree.
Yeah, it wasn't always like this certainly when I was young.
Absolutely.
And even when you were. But that has to be on every mayor's agenda
these
days.
And, the unfortunate thing, too, is the fact that, in the age of electronics and people being able to go on the Internet and figure out some of the ways of providing some of these deadly explosives, etc., it used to be that you were cognizant about your surroundings. You had to worry about, maybe an individual that, had some suspicious activity down the street. Now with the electronic age, when it comes to children and others, you have to worry about, people in Kansas City and other areas that might be,
And it's becoming apparent that focusing on guns isn't necessarily foolproof, because you can do a lot of damage with something like a pressure cooker.
I absolutely agree, and that's why I supported the Second Amendment rights of those who were against any created laws here in the city of Hudson that might impede on those Second Amendment rights in regards to weapons. I mean, look at Timothy McVeigh. I mean, he didn't have he had some manure and other things in a U-Haul truck. There wasn't any firearms involved. So
since you brought it up, I need to mention that I was at the meeting of the legal committee of the city of Hudson the day that large meeting took place that had it looked to me like a few hundred people were there, and you didn't really have to be there. It was a legal committee meeting. You weren't required to be there.
Correct.
But you came in there and you stood your ground when you could have taken the easy route and stayed home.
Yeah.
And you were pretty outspoken. You want to talk about that a minute?
Well, I appreciate that, because certainly I've always said, and I continue to represent the residents of the city of Hudson 100%. I take this job very seriously, and I continue to advise those who I come in contact with on a daily basis that, I'm not a politician, I'm a public servant, and I'm an American, and you know, there's been a lot of people that have come before us to provide certain rights that we enjoy today in America. And when, you know, the issues like gun control and these things come up, even at regardless of whether it's a legal committee or meetings such as council meetings or other meetings, I think it's important that people hear the voice of the mayor and my position, and I think it's important that I represent those who stood on the other side of the aisle in regards to gun control.
Right, but to those people listening who, by the way, may not be in Columbia County, and Hudson, by the way, is I call it the anchor of Columbia County. Mm-hmm. But if you're out there listening, Hudson is in Columbia County, and you know, we had an election here, and you won election, but it was a narrow margin.
75 votes, I think.
Yeah. So, and that's sort of why I brought up the fact that you came to that meeting, which was. Everyone knew it was going to be a little heated, and you didn't have to. And you're a mayor that won election by a very narrow margin. So you've got principles. That,
I've always had.
Yeah. So yeah.
And I live by those principles, and
right.
Perform my daily tasks as mayor based on those principles, Ed.
Okay. Now, your city does have a pretty even breakdown, Democrat, Republican. And I imagine you'd like to continue being mayor. Do you find yourself doing a balancing act? Are you good at it? What?
This may be a semi-lengthy answer here. When I say that I'm not a politician and I'm a public servant, I truly mean that. You have to be represented by a party to provide your name on a line during an election. I'm a Republican in a 3-1, 4-1 Democratic city. I'm also an individual who's a police officer for 8.5 years here in the city, 14 with Columbia County Sheriff's Office, who obviously sometimes took freedoms away from individuals. And I think it's a testament to my character that I could come back in a city that I was born and raised. And worked as a police officer, because I've always lived by, you know, treat those the way you would want to be treated. And I think I've done that admirably.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when I can run as a Republican in a 3-1, 4-1 Democratic city and win, regardless of whether it's by one vote or 75, that says a lot. And I think from what we've done in the city over the last 15 months, because it certainly seems, and I think people think that it's been, you know, 3-4 years, but it's only been 15 months. I think that we've opened the eyes of more Democrats that may not have supported me in the last election, who are quite pleased with the way that I can work with in a bipartisan manner.
Mm-hmm.
With the Democrats. So it's been about a positive thing.
Well, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being very liberal and 10 being very conservative, where do you see yourself?
7.
7. Okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting. And what do you feel small cities contribute to America?
That's a good question. And I think small cities play a huge role in economic growth and development. I think more than half of the global population now lives in urban areas, and the majority of these residents live in non-metropolitan centers. So we can learn from other small cities what is effective through a listen and learn interaction of other small cities. Having the city of Hudson being kind of, again, the hub of interest with the train station being right in our backyard, it's paramount to Hudson's success and our waterfront development. But I believe small cities are, such as Hudson, are returning to their days of being the backbone of the community, of the county and the state, and small cities are becoming pivotal voices for policy change on the state and national level.
Yeah, and in a county like Columbia County, which is, I think it's 80% farmland,
mm-hmm.
You'd have to say that farming probably drives the county, but Hudson is the anchor of the whole county. And when I attended that meeting we were talking about of the legal committee,
mm-hmm.
someone said to me, and he was annoyed with me, he said, "You don't live here. You don't even live here." Because I think some people there were annoyed that there were people at the meeting who they didn't recognize as live in Hudson. I said, well, first of all, I come into Hudson all the time, and I live in Columbia County. Hudson is my city.
That's right. That's right. And that's good to hear, Ed. And Hudson is inclusive to all. And I certainly do not concur with those feelings of whoever that may have been who said that and or support that. In any way, and we welcome everyone from Columbia County, New York State, and outside the state to visit Hudson, to enjoy what we have here in the city of Hudson as far as the restaurants and businesses in our business district, the events that we share with the community during the summertime almost weekly, realizing 5,000 to 8,000 or more people at any given time. Hudson is home to everyone who comes here.
Yeah, and on that note, I'm hearing rumors that the New York Philharmonic might make Hudson their home. Do you know anything about that? A little inside information?
You know, I read the article, obviously, and was made aware of their consideration. And I would certainly support, and I don't believe there's any better venue than for the Philharmonic to be here in the city of Hudson. I know their considerations are to possibly look in the Hyde Park area, different areas. Alana was mentioned. I am going to, as early as today, in fact, this morning, I tried to make a phone call to set up a meeting with or at least request a meeting with the Board of Supervisors Chairman Pat Gratton, Columbia County Chamber of Commerce David Colby, Ken Flood, and a representative of the Philharmonic to see exactly what they're looking for, exactly what provisions we can make here in the city of Hudson to accommodate Philharmonic here in the city.
Well, that would be spectacular, and I think that would certainly put Columbia County on par with Berkshire County and Tanglewood.
No question.
I mean, that would be, if they can do it, we can do it.
No question. And that's why we talk about this and the opportunities that sometimes slip by because of the fact that you can't accommodate certain things. This is the importance of those who in elected positions who and outside elected positions who become obstructionists to moving things forward in the city of Hudson. These are the important reasons why Hudson seriously needs to move forward with providing a hotel that's substantial enough to accommodate these type of offers and these type of considerations at our waterfront or other locations. And parking is something that I've certainly been trying to move forward for quite some time now.
Mm-hmm.
We've looked at parking garages and potentially consideration for a parking garage in the municipal lot behind City Hall. And, unfortunately, at the tune of $17,000 a parking spot, it becomes, a difficult task for a city of this size. So. But I appreciate you bringing that up, and that would be a fantastic.
No problem. Well, this is WGXC 90.7 FM. This is your host, Ed Furtick, with Mayor William Hallenbeck of the City of Hudson. And I think it's time for another song in our tribute to country western great Alan Jackson. And Mayor, how would you like to introduce the song?
That would be fantastic, Ed. I appreciate that. I'll try to do it in my radio voice here.
All right, well, you go for it.
WGXC listeners, I'm Mayor William Hallenbeck of the great city of Hudson, New York, and I've Gone Country. Here's Alan Jackson to tell you all about it.
That was great.
Myself, grew up on Long Island. So she packs her bags to try her hand. Says this might be my last chance. She's gone country. Look at them boots. She's gone country. Back to her roots. She's gone country. A new kind of suit. She's gone country. Here she comes. Well, the folk seems dead, but he's holding out in the village. He's been writing songs, speaking out against wealth and privilege. He says, I don't believe in money, but a man could make him a killing. 'Cause some of that stuff don't sound much different than Dylan. I hear down there, it's changed, you see. Well, they're not as backward as they used to be. He's gone country. Look at them boots. He's gone country. Back to his roots. He's gone country. A new kind of suit. He's gone country. Yeah, he comes. Got a house in the valley, but the bills are piling up and the pop scene just ain't on the rally. And he says, honey, I'm a serious composer, schooled in voice and composition. But with the crime and the smog these days, this ain't no place for children. Lord, it sounds so easy. Shouldn't take long, be back in the money in no time at all. He's gone country, look at them boots. He's gone country, back to his roots. He's gone country, a new kind of suit. He's gone country, yeah, he comes.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts or guests alone, and not those of WGXC 90.7 FM, its staff, management, or parent organization, Free 103.9.
All right, back to The Right Opinion with your host, Ed Furtick, and our guest, Mayor William Hallenbeck of the City of Hudson. And by the way, you can call in with your questions and comments. And that number is 518-828-0290. So back to our interview with Mayor Hallenbeck. And again, thanks for being here. WGXC is really glad that you decided to come by.
Thank you for having me.
You know, how did you get interested in politics? I probably should have asked that question first. And what made you, at what point did you decide you were Republican, or number seven? seven Republican.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing, right? When it comes to public service, and half my life being spent in public service, I always try to give back to the community that has given so much to me, City of Hudson, in my lifetime, and to my families. And I wanted to give, after I retired from law enforcement, back to the community in an elected capacity, to be able to be involved with policy, be it on the city level or the county level. So I ran for supervisor and county supervisor in one, representing the third ward here in the City of Hudson. And then upon finding out that Mayor Scalera wasn't running again and was stepping down, I thought it was a great opportunity for me to give back in the ultimate capacity here in the City of Hudson, that I feel anyway, as a chief executive officer, more to the residents of the City of Hudson by running for mayor, and now being seated as the 60th mayor of the City of Hudson, I'm able to do that to the best of my ability.
You are the 60th mayor, and I think I read the other day that Hudson was once the 24th largest city in the United States, or was it 27th? And we were the fourth largest city in the state of New York.
That's correct.
So, that's pretty impressive. Do you feel that small city mayors, relative to, I mean, let's talk about a city like Poughkeepsie or Kingston, which are considerably larger. But I think that the basic day-to-day responsibilities are sort of the same. You're concerned about budgets. You're concerned. Talk a little bit about that. I mean, what are your responsibilities?
You know, fortunately, over the last decade, we've come a long way in regards to the crime level here in the City of Hudson, at least when I worked here back in 87 to 95. And we used to say that per capita, you know, it was no different than New York City when it came to that. And I kind of look at it the same way with our businesses, economically, financial, or fiscally for the City of Hudson, budgetarily. We're really no different. In fact, we're a quite vibrant and exciting and busy city with a lot going on. And it's important for us to realize that, you know, we are sometimes overwhelmed with the amount of individuals who visit the City of Hudson at any given time for, again, our events and some of the things that we have here. It's difficult sometimes to manage a city with some of the restraints that the state provides and places on smaller cities and municipalities.
But that's like a key word there, manage.
Yeah.
Because, and I'm not putting down assemblymen or people with other political positions, but a mayor of a city is an executive officer. I mean, you are running something.
Absolutely.
You're in charge of something. You're running it. So you're concerned about finance. You're concerned about law enforcement. You're concerned about a whole multitude of issues. Whereas someone like an assemblyman, you introduce legislation, you vote on it, but you're not really running anything except your own staff.
That's correct. When you're actually managing an entire municipality, there are a lot of factors that come into play. One of the biggest is the budget, which here in the City of Hudson is made up of a board of apportionment consisting of the mayor, council, common council president, and treasurer. And, you know, it was very exciting for this year when we put the budget together that we, for the first time in recent memory, put together a 0% tax increase budget for the taxpayers and residents of the City of Hudson, which I think is an extraordinary feat in itself. And when you mention it, and you bring up a good point, and that's why I like to provide my services, my public service, and my managerial skills anyway, as a public servant versus a politician. And sometimes I get very frustrated and disenchanted with some of the rhetoric and some of the posturing of politicians that you know, provide really nothing for the residents, nothing for discussion, but come in with the "what have you done for me lately" attitude, mm-hmm. which America really truly needs to move away from.
Yeah, and you know, maybe I'm missing something. I watch a fair amount of television. I listen to the radio, and I'm active on the internet, but there really isn't much of a dialogue out there about America's small cities. You don't really see programs on TV about small city issues, yet there's thousands and thousands of small cities across the country. And in fact, and I'll bring this up, I hope I don't upset people that are listening, but the only small city mayor that I could think of in recent times that rose to prominence was Sarah Palin. And she was mayor of the city of Wasilla in Alaska, which, and I looked it up, as it turns out, according to the population figures I read, Wasilla has a population of 7,831, and Hudson is at 7,524. So it's a very similar size city. And the media did not talk about all the intricacies of running a city that you're describing. Instead, they used it against her as if it were embarrassing to be a small city mayor, and the experience is inconsequential and ha ha ha. Sure. And not only is it small city mayor, but Alaska. So no, I mean, it's a city the size of Hudson. And I mean, do you feel that people like yourself don't get enough creds or attention in the media?
Oh, that doesn't listen, I don't think about that. And I'm very humbled to be in this position and represent those who voted for me, and even those who chose at the time to consider my opponent, because I truly represent everyone, and I'm certainly humbled to be in this position. And I don't look for anybody looking to credit me for anything, because it kind of takes a village, and on the elected level, to get things accomplished. So I don't look for any credit, but at the same time, I don't look to be discredited unjustifiably for things that individuals who are taking it upon themselves to try to provide a platform, which is, again, solely, what have you done for me lately, and what can I or they get out of this,
mm-hmm.
Is not conducive to good governing, and it's not conducive to providing what needs to be provided for the city of Hudson, Columbia County, or the state of New York to move forward. And
right.
I truly believe that, and I live and manage the city as mayor. Like that. But if you have Sarah Palin's phone number and I can call her with her success, maybe I should do that. She certainly has been
I'm actually
successful.
Closer to her than you might think, but
yeah.
That's another show.
Very nice.
Anyway, I mean, I think she's a wonderful woman. She has a good education. She's got best-selling books. She's, I don't know why anyone would hate her. You disagree with her, sure.
Sure.
But why would people
hate
her?
Shouldn't hate anyone, by the way.
Yeah, especially someone who's never done anything to you.
Right.
But anyway, I had Quentin Cross on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Did you catch that? Okay. So,
I didn't.
Do you know?
If I knew you had him on the show, I would have though. I'm always
well
interested
he,
in.
Yeah,
you know,
he
and Quentin has a lot of passion for the city of Hudson and the things that go on here.
Quentin is a very nice man, mm-hmm. and I had him on the show to talk about Section 8 housing. Now, there's quite a bit of Section 8 housing in Hudson, is that correct?
There is Section 8 housing.
he felt that the city of Hudson was not doing enough for people that were on Section 8. And I think his feeling was, which I don't, by the way, disagree with, that people on Section 8 are not getting enough help to get off Section 8.
Can you elaborate in regards to the help that the city isn't providing?
Well, I don't remember any elaboration. He may have, but my recollection is not that clear on it. Mm. But what do you feel the situation is with Section 8 in Hudson? How do you feel about it, and what is the city's relationship to the housing authority?
Well, the housing authority, the mayor really has no oversight with the housing authority. I appoint
right.
five members, which are appointed by the mayor. You know, let's talk about affordable housing in general in the city of Hudson, if I may.
Sure.
I think the city of Hudson certainly, over the years, and we continue to try to provide as much affordable housing as we certainly can. I mean, we just signed another 30-year lease with the Hudson Terrace Apartments. The consideration and conversation with providing better affordable housing in the Bliss Tower area has come up. Just recently, under this Mayor Scalera administration, we provided affordable housing to residents with Crosswinds at Harry Howard. And we have a wonderful Habitat for Humanity association who provides the American dream to many, many individuals who would otherwise maybe not realize that with the houses that they renovate. So I certainly feel that we continue to provide our efforts in providing affordable housing.
So you feel there's a limit to what a mayor can do. You don't have any real authority.
Well, I don't know if there's a limit to what we can do. I mean, you know, we're always considering how can we make it better for our residents.
Right.
You know, these things don't happen overnight.
Right.
You know, Rome wasn't built in a day, but we've certainly provided. And while I say that, there may be listeners who are saying, well, you know, we need it to be built in a day. Unfortunately, there are times when consideration for future affordable housing projects and considerations are stonewalled or met with opposition, which carries ideas that I may have or others may have to the point of carrying on to a length of time that it just kind of, you know, ends up on the back burner, unfortunately, with everything going on in the city of Hudson. But we've certainly done our due diligence in providing as much affordable housing as we can.
Mm-hmm.
One of the issues that the individual that, you know, you mentioned being on your show brought up also was the fact that more should be done to try to provide opportunities for employment. Because we are so culturally diverse and provide some opportunities, more opportunities for the minority sector, which I don't disagree with. However, we need to get the message out that there are some jobs that you can apply for. A lot of them, as I mentioned before, are civil service based. A lot of them that aren't, for example, we have the potential to hire a couple DPW workers.
Mm-hmm.
We have 50 applicants that have applied, or 50 applications. You have to have a CDL to be considered. But out of the 50 applications, I'd probably, and just off the top of my head, probably two or three are
well, that's
minority
too bad.
Applicants. So
folks, if you're listening, you need work. They're evidently is work to be had. You have to pay more attention. Mm-hmm. I mean, that brings me to a topic that might be a little touchy. I've heard comments in the street, on the streets of Hudson, that the minority population in Hudson is unable in some ways to take advantage of the boom in Hudson in regard to, you know, the shopping. They're not really, you know, eating in gourmet restaurants and buying antiques. And for that matter, that probably affects everyone in Columbia County in the sense that, you know, people are not just coming to Hudson and buying extremely expensive antiques on Warren Street. A lot of money is coming up from New York City. I mean, what do you feel? How do you feel about race relations in Hudson? Do you feel there are any problems, or is everything good?
I don't believe there's any mm-hmm. problems. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's individuals who have their feelings and have been brought up with, you know, potentially hearing or having to listen to racial overtones, and their mind is made up in regards to where they grew up, that there may continue to be some issues. You'd have to be a little more specific, but there certainly hasn't been any that have been brought to my attention.
Yeah, and I'm not aware of anything that's been brought to my attention that's really that negative. It's economic, really.
Sure,
what I'm saying is that...
Listen, in regards to the businesses, just so, you know, I mean, listen, I love the days of the mom-and-pop stores and the Newberries and Suddies and, you know, the industry that was here providing, you know, the sustainable jobs where you could raise a family regardless of who you were and what you stood for, what you were about for generations, as did my parents and my grandparents here in the city of Hudson. But change has occurred. And change is continuing in the city of Hudson. And, you know, we are who we are, and this is what we've become.
Right.
And it's not a bad thing.
And the more successful the businesses are in Hudson, regardless of what they are, that means more jobs, more tax money into the coffers.
Correct. Yep.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't, I'm not a minority, and but I don't go into Hudson to buy a $5,000 chair, but I still find stuff to do. I got a haircut here this morning. I go to the cafes. I go to the restaurants occasionally. It's a great place, folks. So if you're listening, come to Hudson. It's time for another song in our continuing tribute to country great Alan Jackson, and the mayor is going to be back after that song, but we're going to go in a moment to Where I Come From by Alan Jackson. And by the way, my thanks to Phil Grant, who's sitting here acting as engineer. Thanks, Phil. So here we go, Where I Come From by Alan Jackson.
Shifting gears round that Jersey turnpike. Barney stopped me with his gun 10 minutes after midnight. Said, sir, you broke the limit in this rusty old truck. I don't know about that accent, son. Just where did you come from? I said, where I come from, it's cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of front porch sitting. Where I come from, trying to make a living and working hard to get to heaven. Where I come from, I south of Detroit City, pulled in this country kitchen. Try their brand of barbecue, signs it finger licking. I paid the tab and the lady asked me how'd I like my biscuit. I'll be honest with you, ma'am, it ain't like mama fixed it. Cause where I come from, it's cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of front porch picking. Where I come from, trying to make a living and working hard to get to heaven. Where I come from, I
chasing sun on 101 somewhere around Ventura. I lost a universal joint and I had to use my finger. This tall lady stopped and asked if I had plans for dinner. Said, no thanks, ma'am, back home we like the girls that sing soprano. Cause where I come from, it's cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of front porch sitting. Where I come from, trying to make a living and working hard to get to heaven. Where I come from. I was heading home on 65 somewhere around Kentucky. And the CB rang for the bobtail rig, it's rolling on like thunder. Well, I answered him and he asked me, aren't you from out in Tulsa? No, but you might have seen me there, just dropped a load of salsa. Where I come from, it's cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of front porch picking. Where I come from, trying to make a living and working hard to get to heaven. Where I come from, yes, cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of back porch picking. Where I come from, trying to make a living and working hard to get to heaven. Where I come from, where I come from, yeah, where I come from, a lot of front porch sitting. Staring up at heaven, where I come from, where I come from, trying to make a living.
All right, that was Alan Jackson, Where I Come From, in our tribute to Alan Jackson. This is WGXC 90.7 FM, and you're listening to The Right Opinion with your host, Ed Furtick, and guest William Hallenbach, mayor of the city of New York. So, the city of Hudson. Sorry about that, Mayor Bloomberg. I actually wish he was the mayor of your city.
Right.
Oops, I didn't mean that.
Be careful on your soda consumption today.
Yes. And I think he's going to outlaw pressure cookers tomorrow. We'll see. Anyway, back to Mayor Hallenbach. So, what is your relationship with the board of directors exactly? The board of supervisors of the city, of the county. How does the mayor interact with?
I have as once being of county board of supervisor, I have contact with those representatives of each five wards here in the city of Hudson, but they represent city of Hudson on the county level. My discussions primarily, most of the time, occur with Chairman of the Board of Supervisors, Pat Grattan, on some of our considerations, such as, you know, the North Bay and those issues. But we communicate. You know, there are supervisors that, I communicate with about county issues. One of the issues I just spoke to... Supervisor Scalera and Supervisor Hughes on was the fact that, over the last 14, 15 months when it comes to economic development, the city of Hudson, hasn't been mentioned on the county level, mm-hmm. which needs to change. I think the county needs to be more inclusive to start recognizing where Hudson, as the county seat, by the way, fits into the scope of things.
Right.
And, most of the conversations that take place in regards to working with the Board of Supervisors, if it's not, taking our Department of Social Services and trying to move them to different locations that may be a burden to our residents.
Yeah.
And those issues, we talk about issues of how the city is being recognized by the county supervisor.
You know, I'll throw something out to you real quick.
Sure.
The Harlem Valley Rail Trail coming up through Columbia County from Wasaic in Dutchess County, working its way north, 47 miles. The section from Wasaic to Copaic is basically done. There is funding now for the Copake to Hillsdale section, and they are in the planning phase for the Ghent to Chatham section. The Philmont to Hillsdale section is probably going to be last, but I won't get into reasons for that. But it's a 47-mile recreational park, and it will be in the Ghent-Chatham area. So I'm saying to myself, hey, it would be great if the city of Hudson had an access trail to connect with it. You'd be able to ride your bicycle all the way down to Wasaic without cars. But I'll leave you with that thought.
No, that's fantastic. And it's really something that certainly I'll be mindful of. And, you know, we do have Land Conservancy trails here that run through the city of Hudson that may at a later time be able to be linked up.
Yeah. I mean, rail trails are for cross-country skiers, hikers, dog walkers, runners, bladers, bikers. It's and it crosses class lines. So, yeah, give that some thought. Now, do you have anything you'd like to say to the vast listening audience before we let you go today?
Well, I always like to thank everyone in the city of Hudson for allowing me the opportunity to serve them in the capacity of mayor. I've certainly appreciated it over the last 15 months. I hope to continue for another term, as you may have read recently, with my interest in seeking endorsements from parties right now. And I'd like the residents to know that we're working hard for them. Right now we have a senior center that, you know, through the great works of the Galvin Foundation in regards to moving it to the Armory we're working on. We're looking to put lights from lights up in the 700 block of Warren to Worth Avenue this year. That project will be going on. Fairview and Green intersection will be getting a little facelift. And the proprietors of the Fish and Game restaurant down on 3rd Street, which is across from opening soon, and I'll give them a little plug here. I had the opportunity to tour that newly created restaurant down there. It's going to be a fantastic addition to the city of Hudson. It's right across from the Boys and Girls Club.
Okay.
That's it. And I just
like, and we're getting a supermarket here.
Well, yeah,
on Warren
Street. And another Galvin Foundation opportunity for and I think we've been needing a supermarket for quite some time now.
Yeah.
I think it will work out fantastically.
Mayor, we're thrilled to have had you here. It was a great interview. Thank you so much for being on WGXC. We're all happy you came. Thank you to Phil Grant, who was acting as engineer on this show, and to all the listeners out there. We have great stuff coming up in the future, like State Assemblyman Steve McLaughlin will be on the show at some point in May, and actually Congressman Chris Gibson has also indicated his interest in being on the show. So, Mayor, thank you very much.
You're welcome,
and
sir. Thank you.
You have yourself a nice spring day. I think this is the first really good spring day. And now we're going to the last song in the tribute to Alan Jackson, Remember When.
So was I, who made love and